sugary drinks. They're bad for us, and they're everywhere.
Sugary drinks can be anything from Gatorade to soda pop to juice drinks to flavored milks to vitamin-added waters. The problem is that we don't really notice how much sugar is in the liquid form.
Nora Bullock is a nutritionist and dietitian in Santa Rosa who leads classes where participants learn to figure out exactly how much sugar is lurking within a can of cola or other sweet beverage.
First, we have people look at the label. And the label, of course, is in grams, which doesn't mean anything to any of us. So then we translate the number of grams into teaspoons. And there's generally 4 grams of sugar in a teaspoon. So we do a little bit of math and show them literally how many teaspoons of sugar using a teaspoon and granulated sugar is in any sort of sugary drink.
And what that adds up to can be shocking. By now, you've likely seen the billboards and posters displayed across Sonoma County that say you wouldn't eat 22 packs of sugar, so why are you drinking them?
That comes from a calculation of the grams of sugar in the average 20-ounce soda based on a 3-gram sugar packet. When you are consuming a sugary drink, it's basically liquid sugar. It's hitting your bloodstream really fast and overloading your system. It's a lot of work for your body to digest that and manage that sugar. It's a huge factor in weight gain and type 2 diabetes, which is preventable and not curable.
Jasmine Hunt is the Healthy Beverage Coordinator for the Sonoma County Health Department. Part of her job has been administering that ad campaign, which has been underway since the first of the year.
Teens is one of our groups that we're trying to reach with this message, 12 to 17. But then we also want to focus on families, because parents buy sugary drinks for their kids without realizing how much sugar is in them.
The advertising wave, which has also been used in Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Alameda and San Mateo counties, is due to wind down later this month. After that, says Hunt, they will begin to gauge its effectiveness.
One thing that we want to measure is increase in knowledge around how much sugar in these drinks, and then also the health consequences like obesity, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, tooth decay, and things like that. And then also consumption. Are people changing their behavior around consuming these sugary drinks?
And how do you measure that?
There's a couple different ways. One is actually a reoccurring survey that's the California Health Interview Survey. So we'll be able to look at that with county-specific data and use that to show change over time. And then we also have smaller surveys with our community partners.
We're also making the connection between obesity and risk of disease and sugary drinks.
This is nutritionist Nora Bullock again.
Because what we're finding is most of the added sugar in our diet comes from sugary drinks. And we haven't just supersized what we eat, we also have supersized what we drink. So containers are getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And we tend, as human beings, to finish the container.
She's also working with the statewide Rethink Your Drink campaign, which advocates substitutes for sugary drinks such as tea, homemade water infusions, or simple tap water, which are healthier and less expensive. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.